You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Dan, thanks very much. Mike, how disappointed?
Yeah, very. Thought we started a little slow. Finally started to execute there in the second half, and credit to our defense, keep getting us the ball and giving us those chances. I think it was six trips to the red zone. One touchdown. We got to find more ways to score, and that starts with me as the quarterback. You know, whatever it takes to get the ball in the end zone and help win the game, I got to figure it out.
Every game provides teach tape. Every game provides a learning curve for every player. Is that the number one thing that you're going to take out of this game, the red zone opportunities and what the offense as a whole and you could do to improve on that going forward?
Yes, no doubt. You got to go in tomorrow, learn from it, correct it, get better from it, and not let it beat you twice. You know, learn from it, turn the page, draw on those experiences when they are necessary to. But the biggest thing I took from today, and by no means am I interested in moral victories, but this team fought their freaking tails off. I mean, if this didn't show what type of team we are, I don't know what will. I mean, started off not too hot, down three possessions or whatever it was, and to be able to come back and make it a game shows the no-quit attitude in that locker room. And now, again, I'm not trying to say it was a moral victory, so we're gonna be happy about that. No, we want to win, and this team is ready to win. We just need to execute.
And do you expect to hopefully be the quarterback going forward?
Yeah, I started off this thing on a week-to-week basis, and I'm going to continue that. It's hard to do it otherwise. When your mind starts to wander is when you start to play differently and out of your game. So we got to learn from this tomorrow, move on to Buffalo, and then we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, guys, that's Mike White. Back to you.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Mike, you guys were in the red zone six times, obviously only scored one touchdown. I mean, does that feel like what changed the game here today?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, credit to them, their veteran group. They know the areas they get attacked and presented a different couple looks that we weren't scouting for, but such is life, such is football. So you got to figure out, my job as a quarterback is to put our team in the best position, and that's scoring when we're in the red zone. So it starts with me. You got to figure out how to put the ball in the end zone, and if we can do that, I think we win the game today.
What did you see on that last play?
The last play, we were just trying to get all eligibles into the end zone. They essentially took Garrett away in the boundary. Harrison Smith was waiting on the deep over to Elijah, and the safety just drove on Corey. You know, I thought at the time he was our best option, felt the rush get on me, so I didn't want to finish with the ball in my hand. So just wanted to give our guy an opportunity and see what happened.
Mike, what about the throw to Braxton on the previous years?
Right, so it's actually a credit to Braxton. That's not the route that the play called for. It was a break in and then back out, but he kind of saw the opening, and that's kind of how he plays football. He sees things differently than others, and I was on the same page with him, and we couldn't connect.
So it was something like an option route, but he just...
He goes to the angle, then comes in, and then breaks back out. And he just saw the linebacker playing so heavy outside on him, and he just saw the space. And luckily he did, because that was really the only option we had. They sat on our out route. They sat on Conklin on the corner, and that was the soft spot in the defense. And tons of credit to him to finding it. I got to figure out how to put that ball a tad more in front of him and let him securely make the catch instead of having to make a tough catch.
like it seemed like you guys got off to a slow start.
Right.
What was going on then, and then what kind of was the difference when you guys started getting rhythm?
I think we went into the game wanting to play efficient football and staying ahead of the chains. They're very good at third and long and not so much at third and short. So we wanted to stay ahead of the chains, stay in third and manageable, and then play the game from there. And I think we got away from that with some penalties, with some mishaps and things of that nature. And I think they did a really good job of sitting inside of our in-breaking routes in the first half. And that's what happened on the pick. You know, they did a great job of driving on the slant. I tried to back hip Corey, popped up, pick, can't happen. And then we made some adjustments in the second half, hit some more outbreakers, and I think it kind of softened them up, and we were able to kind of get into the flow of our offense, and we just got to start faster.
Were you certain you got in on the touchdown? Were you fairly certain you got in on the touchdown run?
I thought I was, but I didn't know if it was going to be a case of they couldn't see the ball, calling the field stands. You know, I tried to reach, knowing it was fourth and goal. It's got to have it or you don't, but whoever it was holding my arm, so fought like hell, and guys helped push me, and kind of a team touchdown there.
What did change after halftime? It did seem like the offense started getting going after you guys came back out there.
I thought just get hitting I think it started in that 2-minute drive before the half. We started to hit those outbreakers, and that kind of softened them up, and then we were able to hit inbreakers again, like the 60, 50 something yarder to Garrett inbreaker. I think that's a credit to Coach LaFleur and Miles and Rob and everybody seeing that they were sitting in on our inside stuff and take advantage of that and hit outbreakers, and then that kind of softens them up and gives the receivers a two-way go.
What do you think of Garrett?
I think Garrett's a fighter. I mean, he might not have got the ball early, never complained, kept running routes, even the long one. I mean, he initially the first window wasn't there, and he just kept running and just kept and trusted me, and I trusted him and threw it in that second window, and he made an unbelievable play that Garrett seems to do a couple times a game now. But just it's across the board in that room and in that offense. I mean, by no means are we, I think Coach Hall just said it, by no means are we trying to make this a moral victory, because moral victories don't count in the NFL, but really proud of how the guys stayed together. There was no moaning and complaining on the sideline. We stared adversity straight in the face and responded. Just got to respond better.
A couple more. This is obviously a very loud building for an opponent. How much does the noise complicate what you were trying to do?
I think, don't get me wrong, it's not easy, but I think if you prepare for it all week and use different types of silent cadences and things of that nature, and play calling helps, you just learn to deal with it. I mean, this is my first time playing here, very loud, but after the first couple snaps, you just get used to it and you just deal with it.
What happened to you when you got hurt late in the game and then you were able to continue, but you were down?
They just got me good in the ribs. Just kind of part of these big guys, when they hit you, it tends to hurt sometimes.
Mike, no moral victories, I understand, but is it easier when you can look at something like 1-for-6 in the red zone and you say, okay, we have to correct this. We score one touchdown out of those trips, we win this game. Is it easier to kind of walk away from a loss and know that you have to fix this one thing and things will be better?
I think for the most part, when you lose a game, you do have a sense of what the reasoning was. And today was just glaring. And like I said earlier, it starts with me. It's gotta figure out a way to get in there. I don't know what it is. I'll watch the tape, get with our coaches and learn from it and correct it. But yeah, just not let the same mistakes happen twice and learn from this and move forward.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.